This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 198 for Wednesday, December 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are widely mixed on Wednesday, led by profit-taking as well as the liquidation of the soon-to-expire January contract. There are significant declines in the front months, with the more deferred months being steady to higher. The January canola contract is down $14.80 at $6.2390 per ton. The more heavily traded March contract is down $7.30 at $6.2080 per ton, and the May contract is down $2.40 at $6.1010 per ton. A rising Canadian dollar is weighing on canola values. The loonie is at 77.79 US cents after closing Tuesday at 77.47. A trader says the cash market remains strong, with canola going for $14 per bushel in several locations on the prairies. There is spillover support from sharp gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as Malaysian palm oil. European rapeseed is steady to higher. Stats Canada reports the November canola crush is almost 918,000 tons, which produced nearly 396,000 tons of oil and more than 523,000 tons of meal. Also, Stats Canada reports total grain deliveries in November of nearly 5.2 million tons. That includes almost 2.5 million tons of wheat and close to 1.9 million tons of canola. The United States Department of Agriculture says weekly export sales of wheat are 394,000 tons of old crop for the week ending December 17th. That's a drop of 27% from the previous week. New crop wheat sales are 24,000 tons. Both corn and soybean export sales hit marketing year lows. Corn sales are about 651,000 tons of old crop, a drop of 66% from the previous week. Soybean sales are about 353,000 tons of old crop, down 62% from the previous week. New crop sales are 165,000 tons. Soy meal sales are almost 224,000 tons and nearly 21,000 tons of soy oil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The March contract is up a dime at $12.60 per bushel. March soy oil is up about 0.2 cents at 40.61 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $4.70 at $419 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday, with the March contract up 4 cents at $4.47 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the March contract down a half cent at $3.36 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger on Wednesday. Chicago March is up 13 cents at $6.30. Kansas City March is up 9 cents at $5.88. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up 8.5 cents at $5.80. With tomorrow being Christmas Eve, the markets will close early at noon Central. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 23rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.